Now, the rest of the story. Gardening. That is what John wanted to do. He had read somewhere that it was America's most popular pastime. Why not give it a try? Only recently, the 50-ish executive had moved to suburban Chicago. Something about the Midwest that made a man yearn for a relationship with the soil. And the fledgling gardener had another incentive to grow things in the Chicago area, because not far from downtown was one of the nation's most prestigious producers of garden seed, Vaughn's Seed Company. Every gardener, commercial and backyard, knows Vaughn's Seeds. For four generations, they've provided the seed and the advice which has brought our country into bloom, veggies and flowers, every spring for 112 years. So John, about to launch himself into the world of amateur gardening, would use only Vaughn seeds for his burgeoning project. There was plenty of yard around John's home, plenty of room to make a vegetable garden, but unfortunately, there was also plenty of shade from the massive trees on his property. Then John learned that a nearby junior college had started a community garden, was offering an acre of its own land to area residents who might be interested in gardening a small plot on it, and so John signed up for one of those plots. With the understanding that he was entirely responsible for the upkeep of his own garden, John procured the necessary seeds, onions, corn, carrots, beans, every kind of vegetable seed he could think of. Then he demarcated his little plot with sticks and string, and he prepared to dig the furrows in which seeds would be planted. Vaughn Seeds, remember. From that most respected seed company, Vaughn's Seed Company. Directions on the back of the seed packets even told you how to plant them. Told you in specific, no uncertain terms. John had to drive 3 miles from his home to tend his garden, but he drove that distance every day. There was no water immediately available. No matter, John would carry buckets of it, carry it in buckets to the site every other day. And as a matter of sheer physical labor, John worked very, very hard. In fact, he was surprised at how strenuous all of the cultivating and the hoeing and the raking were. Routinely, he would arrive home after an arduous evening's labor, utterly exhausted. John's wife, Ruth, was both amused and sympathetic. She wondered if perhaps John, a busy executive by day, had not perhaps overcommitted himself to this after-hours vegetable garden. But no, John insisted there was a principle involved. For the first time in his adult life, he was attempting to grow vegetables from seed all by himself, and for the sake of his personal pride and his professional dignity, he must succeed. Because after all, he was John... he was John Vaughn. Chairman of Vaughn Seed Company. Great-grandson of the man who founded that company more than 100 years ago. So, John continued to work in his garden all season long until harvest time, when he, John Vaughn, head of one of the oldest and most respected seed companies in the United States, brought home to his wife his own private harvest, his total harvest of 6 medium-sized onions. And now you know the rest of the story.